With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Following Vice President Vance, now it's Secretary of State Rubio's turn to visit Israel. He's headed there on a mission to shore up the fragile Israel-Hamas peace deal. Rubio says Hamas must be held to account for any ceasefire violation.
Understand, Hamas remains a terrorist organization. Hamas remains a violent group of people. Hamas remains a danger not just to Israel, but to the people of Gaza. That's why we need an international security force on the ground to stabilize that and prevent them from doing some of the things we've seen.
The Trump administration is not letting up in its war on drug smuggling on the high seas.
The U.S. has so far launched 9 strikes against alleged drug-carrying vessels in the Caribbean Sea and the Eastern Pacific Ocean. And U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is defending the Trump administration's actions.
This is an operation against narco-terrorists, as the Department of War characterizes them, the Al-Qaeda of the Western Hemisphere. These are well-funded, dangerous, violent drug cartels that operate as terrorists who are flooding our country with drugs.
The latest U.S. strike on Wednesday killed 3 people in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. I'm Donna Water.
The U.S. and the EU slapping tighter sanctions on Russia over the war in Ukraine. The U.S. is sanctioning Russia's 2 largest oil companies. The EU measures target Russian oil and gas. Canadian Prime Minister Carney says Canada must rethink its traditionally close economic ties with the U.S.
This decades-long process of an ever closer economic relationship with the United States is now over.
He says Canada plans to double its non-U.S. exports over the coming decade. On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell, the Dow futures are down 95 points, the NASDAQ futures 74 points lower. This is SRN News. A new study counts the number of churches in America.
It comes from data analyst Ryan Burge, and it concludes that the religious organization with the most congregations is the Southern Baptist Convention, with more than 51,000. Non-denominational churches come in second with a bit more than 44,000, and the United Methodists are third with 30,000. The distribution far from even. Burge reports in Arkansas there's one church for every 400 people. In Nevada, it's one for every 2,000. Michael Harrington reporting.
More than 3/4 of Americans, 77%, believe gun detection technology should be deployed in schools, workplaces, and even houses of worship. That's according to a new poll of thousands of adults released by Propeller Insights. Respondents expressed support for integrating gun detection devices into existing video surveillance systems as part of comprehensive safety measures in various institutions. This is SRN News. Researchers may have discovered another weapon for deployment in the never-ending war on cancer.
The most widely used COVID-19 vaccines may offer a surprise benefit for some cancer patients, revving up their immune systems to help fight tumors. People with advanced lung or skin cancer who were taking certain immunotherapy drugs lived substantially longer if they also got a Pfizer or Moderna shot within 100 days of starting treatment. The molecule that powers those specific vaccines, mRNA, appears to help the immune system respond better to cutting-edge cancer treatments. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meta cutting roughly 600 artificial intelligence jobs even as it continues hiring for its superintelligence lab. Axios first reported the cuts affecting Meta's fundamental AI research as well as its product-related AI and AI infrastructure units. More details, SRNNews.com.